The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As far as trials are concerned, right? Trials, we talk about difficulties, a hard life. Things that will shake us, things that will make us pause, stop us on our tracks, and can reconfigure our path, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these type of hurdles and these type of trials being a part of life. If we are tested and we were unaware that we were going to be tested, and you'll be like, yo, what happened? Yeah, like, why are we testing? If you're ever given a pop quiz to your students at madrasa or anywhere, they don't like it, right? But if you give them advance notice and say, look, you're going to be tested, and then they complain, you're like, nah, sorry, I don't feel too bad for you, right? I'm a very easy madrasa teacher. You can ask any one of my old students, a very easy madrasa teacher, yeah? But it bugs me, you know, that like I've given you an assignment for 4 months and you tell me, well, I couldn't memorize this surah, even a little bit. Baba, I gave you 4 months, right? Like how much more lenient should we be with you, right? And God has told us, look, we're going to test you, right? We're going to try you. And so when we are tested or tried, it shouldn't shock us that, oh my God, why is this happening? No, we have accepted we are going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, when we are then tested by God, and we know that God has said that He will constantly test us, there are really two options that we have, right? The first would be to run away from these tests, to hide from these tests, or to whine about these tests, or to complain about these tests. Oh, woe me, why me? Or the second way would be to accept it, absorb it, and grow from it. Yeah, we really have only two options. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very beautifully in the Quran, you know, He describes how people act in one of these two ways. And He gives the example of fear, that when there is palpable fear, which is a form of test, isn't it, that Allah has mentioned, it's a test from God. He says that there are those who will cower and run away from these tests. What does He say about them? In Surah number 5, verse 52, He says, فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. SubhanAllah. He says, you will see those in whose hearts is sickness. Sickness here in the heart. Again, it's amazing that this ties in with the discussion that we're having about the heart. But He says that you will see those who have sickness in their heart, يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ. That they are running away and they are saying, Naksha an nusibuna da'ira. We are afraid, God says, that these people say that we are afraid that we are going to face a calamity. They are afraid, they're running away, as if they run away, calamity will not come to them. Right? As if you run away, difficulty will not come to you. Man, God is saying that it doesn't matter what you do in life. You're retired, you're gonna have some problem. Yeah, you're working, you're gonna face some problem. You get married, you're going to face some problem. You have children, you're going to face some problem. You're single, you're going to face some problem. We're all going to face problems. Don't run from it. Don't duck from it. Rather, accept it and be those who don't cower when they are faced with the test. Allah says, describes these group of people in Surah number 3, verse number 173, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. He says that this is the people whom another group of people said to them that there are people who are engulfing you. There are people who are about to attack you. This is right after the Battle of Uhud. Yeah, you know, the Muslims lost the Battle of Uhud because of the mistakes of some of the people when they abandoned their position. The Prophet told them, don't abandon this position. They abandoned that position. The enemies attacked from behind and the Muslims were conquered. What happened after this battle was that the non-Muslims, the polytheists of Makkah left. But then a shaitan whispered into their ear and said that, why are you leaving? They're all wounded. Go finish them. You finish them. The Prophet was injured. Muslims were injured. So a shaitan whispered into their ear and said, go finish them. And so they decided to go finish back. So they turned back around and Allah revealed to the Prophet and said to them that they are coming back. He says, I want you to prepare the soldiers that are there in Uhud. Look at the message of God, it was beautiful. Yeah? He said, don't go back to Medina and get new warriors. These guys have to stand. Yeah, these people who are defeated have to stand. And this is the battle of Ghazwa Hamraul Asad. If you reach this name, Hamraul Asad is the Ghazwa or the battle that took place right after the battle of Uhud. But the Prophet got these people together and said, look, we're going to go. And they got up. But when they got up to go, Allah says there was another group from amongst them who tried to instill fear in them. Yeah, saying, man, they're a big group. They're a large group, right? Why are you going now? Go rest, come back, we'll do this later. But the reply was what? Fazadahum imanan. Their iman increased. When they were told to fear someone other than God, their iman increased. And what did they say? Waqalu hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. We recite this in Salatul Fajr in the Ta'qibat. It's a beautiful meaning. That Allah is sufficient for us. We trust Him. Yeah? And this is the response, the two responses that we see. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, right? That what type of people are we? Yeah? We know we're going to be tested, right? When we are tested, and it's not even one of these five great tests that we're talking about, it's the everyday test of life. Are we whiners? Right? Are we people who complain? Are we people who feel bad for ourselves? Why? Why am I going through this? Why this? Or are we people who say, you know what? God does not leave me when He tries me. Yeah? That Allah is there. Allah will not abandon me. Have that iman and rise. We don't know how long this will go on for, but we rise. And this is something that we have to realize. We can't escape from tests. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Ma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says very beautifully in Nahjul Balagha, yeah? He says, la yaqulanna ahadukum, that none of you should ever say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitna. That none of you should ever ask Allah to protect you and to save you from tests. Yeah, no one. So don't sit there and say, Ya Allah, protect me from tests. Ya, protect me from trials. Why? لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا هُوَ مُشْتَمِلٌ عَلَى فِتْنَةٍ. Because there is not a single soul except that they will constantly be surrounded with trials. It's a promise of God. Now how can God promise something and then I say, Ya Allah, don't do it. Yeah, no, Allah says, I'm going to do it. Right? I'm going to try you. The Imam says, don't ever ask Allah to not try you. But what does he say? He says, وَلَكِنْ مَنِ اسْتَعَاذَ. But if you're going to seek God's protection, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ مِنْ مَذِلَّاتِ الْفِتِنِ. But if you're going to ask God for any protection, ask Him from the protection of those tests which will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? The response to those tests that will take you, Ya Allah, don't try me with that which I will turn away from you. Yeah? Help me pass these tests. Help me go through these tests. And when we can do that, yeah, maybe inshallah we will be walking the seerah of Sayyidah Zainab alayha afdalu salatu wassalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شفيع
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.